Hi, everybody. It's Barack. Now that every American over the age of 16 is eligible to get the vaccine, I want to talk about you getting yours. The vaccine is safe, it's effective, it's free. I got one. Michelle got one. People you know got one. And now you can get one too. It's the only way we're going to get back to all the things we love, from safely spending time with grandparents to going to concerts and watching live sports. So get the vaccine as soon as you can.
Yay! The essence of that message is, hey boys and girls, take the vaccine, because once you do, you can go out and play again. And if grandma and grandpa croak, you won't be the guilty party. But that guy, I think I know that guy, he left out a lot of important information. Like, what if grandma and grandpa already have their vaccines? So what do the grandkids have to do with it? He didn't tell the kids about having to wear a mask, even after you get the vaccine. But that's what Fauci and other medical experts are saying. Doesn't seem like those vaccines are immunizing anybody, does it? He also said nothing about the fact that the effects of corona on those under age 21 is so small as to be virtually unmeasurable. He failed to mention that it's an experimental drug that has not gotten the full approval of the FDA. In other words, take it at your own risk, kids. He also did not reveal that the big pharma outfits raking in hundreds of billions from these drugs cannot be sued for any reason. So if you take their vaccines and you become sick or disabled or die, tough shit. Neither you nor your family will be suing anybody. No court in the land will hear your case, period, end of story. But that's not so with the other drugs they make, which is why when you hear or see their horrific ads, the last 20 seconds or so are always devoted to not selling the drug, but articulating all the side effects.
Call your doctor if your depression worsens or you have unusual changes in behavior or thoughts of suicide. Elderly dementia patients have an increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor if you have high fever, stiff muscles, and confusion to address a possible life-threatening condition, or if you have uncontrollable muscle movements, as these could become permanent. In some cases, extreme high blood sugar can lead to coma or death. Other risks include decreases in white blood cells, which can be serious, dizziness upon standing, seizures, trouble swallowing, and impaired judgment or motor skills.
Why would they do that? How about because the FDA demands they do it? It's also a good bet the lawyers like that idea. So when those side effects knock you sideways, Big Pharma has a bulletproof, three-word defense against lawsuit. We warned you. That former president guy, some people say he still is the president. I think that's who he was. He also did not reveal that recipients of the two major so-called vaccines will be needing booster shots in 6 months to a year, and maybe every year thereafter, indefinitely. And that fact was stated clearly by the Pfizer CEO, who, by the way, is not just an executive, he's also a doctor, a veterinarian. That former president guy also did not mention that the two very experimental vaccines with mRNA mechanisms, well, those things will actually edit your genetic material. It's like giving a hacker access to your laptop forever. Well, that's a hell of a dice roll, kids. He also said the vaccine is free, and that's really a half a fib. It's free to receive. But it's not like Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J are donating it. No, they're getting paid for every dose. And you and I and every taxpayer are the ones paying for it. The U.S. government takes our money, under threat of imprisonment, gives it to the drug companies, and they distribute it. What's free about that, So what you have in that commercial, which is currently airing everywhere, is 30 seconds of drug company and government propaganda that leaves out a lot of very important information, as all propaganda does. It's not created to educate people. It's created to train people, like dogs. But you can trust that guy. He was a career politician. And career politicians never lie, do they? No. They're public servants. Oh, wait. That's not true. In a rare display of honesty, they no longer call themselves public servants because they really like to serve themselves. So now they prefer to be called elected officials. Or if they're appointed, as so many are, just officials or leaders, that will suffice.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Hey, what was that? Oh, wait, hey, that's that same guy, that ex-president career politician. And he was telling everyone way back in 2009 that if they liked their doctor, they could keep their doctor. And if they liked their insurance, they could keep their insurance. He was telling that lie so people would support his dream of socialized medicine. Of course, that was one humongous lie, wasn't it? Yes, it was. And he didn't just say it once, he told it dozens of times, 36 times to be exact, on national television. That may have been the single most egregious, deliberate, and catastrophic lie ever told to the American people. But at least it was directed at adults. This new lie, well, this one's for the kids. 16-year-old kids, who really have no way of knowing that they are listening to a proven liar, because way back when he was telling his first gigantic health-related lie, those 16-year-old kids were 4 years old. There are even bigger lies coming our way, and I'm going to tell you about them.
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hands off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
There are different kinds of lies. Lies that are straight up in your face falsehoods like,
if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Then there are lies that may be worse on the scale of deception. And those are the kind we started off with. The lie that is a lie because it withholds information. What's that phrase they use when they swear in witnesses in court? The whole truth and nothing but. Whole being the operative word. Skilled liars prefer the omitted information type of lie because those don't boomerang clearly when the lie is discovered. The liar can always claim, hey, I never lied. I just forgot to tell you some stuff. Oops, nobody's perfect. Those lies are the most cowardly. Those lies deserve prosecution and retribution and punishment, severe punishment. Every lie also has a preamble. Before the liar utters a single word to you, he or she is making an unspoken statement to you, and that statement is this. I think you're stupid. So I'm about to spray your face with bullshit because I think you are stupid or ignorant or naive enough to believe the lie I am about to tell you. So if you think about it, every lie is also an insult, isn't it? How have we arrived at such a place in society where the most outrageous lies are not only believed, but to challenge them, even question them, will result in your being silenced, smeared, persecuted, maybe even prosecuted? How the fuck did this happen? Well, it's clear. It was done by the monster
Gomeko.
Gomeko is a three-headed nightmare that wields power no science fiction writer ever imagined. And while the thumbnail for this episode depicts it as a three-headed dragon, its actual appearance would resemble a three-headed parasite, some slimy, disgusting nematode or leech. The largest head of the three is government. That's the enforcer, the boss man. Through a dazzling array of unnecessary alphabet agencies, it self-replicates constantly. Look, for instance, at the so-called intelligence community. Here are some mind-blowing facts. As of 2010, there were 1,271 government organizations and just under 2,000 private companies in 10,000 locations throughout the United States that were working on counterterrorism, homeland security, and intelligence. And that intelligence community as a whole included 854,000 people, all holding top secret clearances. How funny is that? If nearly a million people know a secret, you can make book. It's not a secret anymore. The big 16 of those outfits, FBI, NSA, CIA, and so on, they had a big kumbaya moment and linked arms in a single website under a unified name, the United States Intelligence Community. Their logo is hysterical. Looks like one of those goofy novelty clocks where the hours are marked by dice or sushi, except there are 16 markers for each of their crappy logos. The website is a joke, too, splashed with the word transparency. You got that? We're a secret outfit. Look how transparent we are. I'll put a link to it at the show page at thatlarryshow.com. But aside from the intelligence community, or IC, as they like to call it, the recipe for ever-expanded budgets and powers and bullshit is a simple one they've been honing for decades. Grab hold of a crisis, identify an enemy, exaggerate the power of that enemy, ramp up the public's fear of that enemy, and presto, instantaneous and eternal, limitless funding, initiated by Congress and enforced by the IRS. For instance, 1960s crisis, the domino theory. If we don't stop the commies in Vietnam, they'll soon be on our doorstep. Enemy, commies. Solution, war. 58,000 dead American soldiers, hundreds of thousands more disabled, billions of dollars blown, and the commies still took South Vietnam. And while we were so busy fighting them in a half-assed way due to rules of engagement, they were infiltrating American academia, corporations, and most of all, the government. They pretty much run all those institutions now. 1970s crisis, drugs. Enemy? Drug smugglers and dealers, foreign and domestic. Solution? Declare a war on drugs and create an army to fight that war, the DEA. Maybe a trillion blown on budgets, equipment, hundreds of thousands of employees with those yummy bennies and pensions. Ooh, it's been almost 50 fucking years. Are people still getting high on drugs? Yes, they are. And they always will. 2001 crisis, 9/11. Enemy, Al-Qaeda. Plus, imaginary weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Solution, a war on terror. And this time, don't throw billions at it, throw trillions at it. First, invade Iraq. Even if you never find those nukes, stick around a couple decades just in case they ooze up through the sand. Turn the United States into a surveillance state with a fucking Patriot Act. Invent the TSA to fill you up at the airport, most importantly, remind everyone just who the fuck is in charge. Cook up the Department of Homeland Security and more. You don't hear much about Al-Qaeda anymore. But if you think the TSA or DHS are ever going away, you're mistaken. Because if you want to keep those budgets growing, you always need a new enemy. And the foe du jour is domestic terrorists. You know, like that moron with the buffalo hat who walked into the Temple of Democracy on January 6th without permission from the gods of that temple, Pelosi and Schumer. Oh, and those other terrorists, those Antifa guys who burned and looted major cities through the summer of 2020 and destroyed untold thousands of businesses, killed cops, and ruined lives. Well, here's what the president said about that.
Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Who knew ideas could throw Molotov cocktails? Is anyone seeing a pattern here? And now, the Wuhan virus, which was also invented in a communist Chinese laboratory, that's been used as a way for Gomeko to whip the sheeple into deeper, unquestioning submission than any of those other crises and foes. But notice how the foes tend to morph, right? From Islamic terrorists to domestic terrorists. And now with COVID, the enemy is moving from the virus itself to vaccine resistors. A few guys saw this coming and tried to stop it. Teddy Roosevelt recognized the dangers of a corporatocracy and went on his trust-busting tear, but that didn't last. Dwight Eisenhower had a view from the top as a leader of the military and the government bureaucracies, and he had enough guts to warn us in his farewell speech.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
That military-industrial complex he mentioned over the years has metastasized into GOMECO, government, media, and corporations. Is there any way to stop the geometric growth and limitless power of GOMECO? Not that I can see. Because most people are intellectually lazy, which makes them willfully ignorant. In this spell check, emoji, and Twitter shorthand world, where nearly all educational emphasis is on STEM, well, language arts are an afterthought. Language is the raw material of lies. Understanding language is the only way lies can be exposed. But how many people really understand language? Do they grasp the words, or just the feeling they get from the speaker? Overwhelmingly, it's the latter. They like his warm smile, maybe the way his clothes fit, his hairstyle, the decor in the room. For a lot of people, those meaningless things supersede the actual content of the speaker's message. But he seems nice. He might be a psychotic mass murderer, but if he seems nice, that's good enough for them. Quick aside here, hundreds of millions of people have taken these COVID vaccines. For many of them, it was probably a very wise decision. Underlying medical conditions would likely outweigh the risk of side effects. But this blanket notion that everyone, regardless of condition or age, must take this vaccine, well, many, many other qualified medical experts say that's incorrect. But GOMECO marginalizes them, ridicules them, and deplatforms them. So whatever your choice, by any and all means, do your due diligence. Lies have a lot of synonyms that express gradations of severity. Propaganda, right? Generally a form of lying. By the way, the word propaganda has its roots in the Catholic Church, the propagation of the faith. And that's really what it's about. Garden variety lies can be for any reason, to dupe someone, to hide the truth. But propaganda is all about inducting you into a belief system. And government propaganda has gotten a lot more sophisticated over the years.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
That little soundbite from JFK was played almost on a loop for decades. I doubt he intended it as such, but government co-opted it and made it propaganda. By the early to mid-60s, the military needed guys to go fight that war in Vietnam. They drafted plenty, but an amazing number of dudes volunteered and died. Check the labels on your shirts. It's as likely they're made in communist Vietnam as anywhere else. Back then, government still had a lot to learn about keeping citizens ignorant and compliant. They foolishly granted media near unlimited access to the action. There is plenty of film footage of combat, napalm and gunships and claymores and spider holes and bouncing Bettys, and most importantly, acres and acres of flag-draped coffins. Those images put a real big dent in enlistments and stimulated massive emigration to Canada and elsewhere. Government has learned many lessons since then. You haven't seen any flag-draped coffins coming from Iraq or Afghanistan. That helps keep enlistments high. They've also learned it's easier to buy your soldiers than conscript them. When the Iraq bullshit was raging as thousands of GIs searched for Powell and Bush's weapons of mass destruction, I had an interesting conversation with a dude who was a bartender at a local watering hole. Nice kid, good steak man. Noticing him dragging a leg around as he worked the bar, I asked him what he had done to it. He answered that it used to be his leg, but now it was a $30,000 prosthetic. I was astonished and asked him how a fake leg had cost 30 grand. He told me that was not the price of his fake leg, but his real leg. Well, now I was completely confused. The guy had done two tours in Iraq. He was about to come home to LA when some personnel retention wonk scheduled a meeting with him, asked him to sign on for another pull. When the kid hesitated, this fuckball took out his government checkbook and wrote him a check for 30 grand on the spot, and then had him sign on. Not long after, an IED took his leg off. Advertising is often redolent with lies. The industry was well aware of the negative connotation of Madison Avenue, so one big-time agency, McCann Erickson, chose as its corporate slogan this slick phrase: truth, well told. I checked McCann's website, and they still use that slogan. It's been over 100 years. Who knows if they've adhered to it, but one of their clients is pharmaceutical Goliath Merck. Merck's been around a long time, and they're no stranger to vaccines. They came up with vaccines for mumps, measles, rubella, chickenpox, and hepatitis B. So you might reasonably assume Merck has some expertise in the vaccine space. And earlier this year, Merck issued a statement which basically said, "We don't see a viable vaccine for a mutating virus like COVID. So instead, we'll be focusing our research efforts on therapeutics." Gives one pause, doesn't it? Gomeco seems unstoppable. So people are choosing to vote with their feet, and the people are not divided by race or age or economics. There remain only two basic kinds of people in the United States, which I went into in some depth in episode 292, Shadow Living in 2021. And those two types are ASTCOs, that's assholes trying to control others. Those people comprise probably 99% of Gomeco. The rest, and I fear the minority, are the Luftas. That would be the leave us the fuck alone people. And so this migration is away from the West Coast and the Northeast and to that sort of S-shaped zone from the Dakotas, South and East down to Florida. Looks like that is shaping up to be the dividing line between the two Americas. It's certainly where I'll be heading. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. For more content and commentary, as well as an archive of hundreds more episodes, visit thatlarryshow.com. While you're there, click a subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you really like what you just heard, why not help me keep this enterprise going and join the Take No Shit Dojo? Click the Patreon or PayPal buttons. If you prefer snail mail, there's a P.O. Box address right on the homepage at thatlarryshow.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Mastodon. All those links are on the homepage as well. We've got to stick together, or Monster Gomeco will eat us alive. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.